With what you need to know in the news on Wednesday, May 4th, 2022, I'm Vin Abneau. Today's the big day. Plastic bags are no longer waiting for you at supermarket checkout lanes. It's now against state law. Major chains have different ways of approaching pickup and delivery orders, which are also covered under the law. Stephanie Schumann is with Stop and Shop.
There will be a $2 flat reusable bag fee. This will cover all of the reusable bags needed to pack your order.
ShopRite is charging $1.50 for online orders, no matter how many bags are used. Walmart says complimentary reusable bags will be used for delivery orders through the end of the month. The first summer after marijuana decriminalization was a frustrating one for police along the Jersey Shore, feeling hamstrung by rules limiting their interactions with youth. And now we're less than 4 weeks from the first summer after legalization of recreational marijuana use, which is supposed to be limited to adults.
Senator Declan O'Scanlan says police officers worry they'll be accused of deprivation of civil rights and are still being advised by lawyers not to approach people who might be a minor for public use of marijuana.
Under 21, the police are really loath. They're scared that they could be charged with a criminal complaint.
Acting Attorney General Matthew Plotkin says decriminalization is over a year old now and guidance is available for how police can interact with adults or minors.
It's true there are more restrictions now in terms of what they can do in terms of searches, but they're still allowed to talk to individuals who are using marijuana in public places.
At the State House, this is Michael Simons.
New Jersey State Police have arrested Michael Guzman and David Voigt, both of Manalapan, for their roles in 20 vehicles that were burglarized across Monmouth County, particularly in Millstone and Upper Freehold. Police were able to identify both men thanks in part to surveillance footage from a residence. Guzman and Voigt are both charged with burglary and theft. Criminals will keep stealing cars if they just get a slap on the wrist, according to officials in Monmouth County, who are now calling on the state to increase consequences related to vehicle thefts.
Something needs to be done to stop the madness, says Monmouth County Sheriff Sean Golden. Major spikes in vehicle theft shouldn't be just accepted as the norm.
We need stiffer penalties. We cannot continue with catch and release when it comes to vehicle thefts.
Assemblywoman Vicki Flynn is introducing legislation that would impose mandatory minimum sentences in certain situations.
This isn't a Republican-Democrat issue. This is a public safety issue. This is not a Monmouth County issue. This is a statewide issue.
In Middletown, I'm Dean Alflamme.
The MVC has moved its knowledge testing online to high schools and driving schools around the state. Instead of knowledge tests being administered on paper, randomized exams could now be taken on computers, according to the MVC. The rollout of the new system began at the beginning of the current academic year at 665 public and private high schools. 139 commercial driving schools that are licensed to administer the knowledge test in New Jersey made the switch in recent weeks. The Toms River Board of Education has raised bus driver pay to $29 per hour and substitute pay to $27 per hour starting next academic year. Transportation Director Laurel Venberg tells the Asbury Park Press the district is trying to attract drivers to replace 30 spots. A tragic accident in Stafford Monday night has led to the passing of a man from Little Lake Harbor. Stafford police said a vehicle was trying to veer into the right lane in a poorly lit area of Route 72 West near the parkway ramp when he collided with a man on a bike who was wearing dark clothing. The man on the bike was pronounced dead at the hospital. Ready or not, the Federal Reserve is expected to announce a half-point interest rate increase later on today, which will send mortgage and credit card rates higher and increase the cost of getting a loan.
Rutgers economist James Hughes says the only thing the Fed can really do to slow down spiking inflation is hike interest rates.
By raising the cost of something, you lower demand, and you lower demand, price increases start stabilizing.
He adds additional rate increases will follow in the coming months, but nobody knows how many.
They're going to be watching very closely with all their metrics. What is the impact each time they increase interest rates? Is it having a measurable effect?
I'm David Matthau.
A small plane that crashed at Miller Air Park on Sunday is owned by the same flight school that lost a plane in a November crash. Engine trouble was blamed on the latest crash Sunday. The crash last November was blamed on a student that lost control of the plane while landing. Final NTSB reports on both crashes will likely not be out for at least a year. The state's controversial learning standards have sparked a repeal plan from New Jersey Republicans. slammed as disappointing from a progressive nonprofit.
When it comes to health education standards for New Jersey schools currently under review, lots of attention is fixed on potential lesson plans from Advocates for Youth, which touts rights, respect, and responsibility in inclusive curriculum choices. Republican state senators have pitched their own three R's, starting with repeal the standards that include sex ed and gender identity, and replace diversity and inclusion lessons. Advocates for Youth's president responds, intentional distortion and misinformation is pulling the state back into the dark ages. I'm Erin Vogt.
Planet Fitness is offering free workouts for New Jersey high school kids again this year. From May 16th to August 31st, students between the ages of 14 and 18 can sign up to use any Planet Fitness location, and they'll also be entered into a sweepstakes for scholarships ranging from $500 to $5,000. I'm Vin Abenu on the Town Square Jersey Shore News Network. Have a great Wednesday.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.